For CRI News, I'm Sophie Williams. A total of 31 confessions from Japanese war criminals will be published online starting from Tuesday to expose crimes committed by Japan in China during World War II. Handwritten confessions, along with Chinese translations and abstracts in both Chinese and English, have been published on the website of the State Archives Administration. One confession will be published per day from August 11th. The confessions, which have never been released before, detail crimes perpetrated by the Japanese, including killing, enslavement and poisoning of Chinese people, as well as the use of biological and chemical weapons on live human subjects. Veterans who fought in the War of Chinese People's Resistance against Japanese aggression will receive 5,000 yuan before September. The Ministries of Civil Affairs and Finance released a circular on Tuesday saying that the allowance will be handed out to veterans before September 3rd, the day China celebrates the 70th anniversary of victory in the War of Resistance against Japanese aggression. China has scheduled a series of events to mark the anniversary, culminating in a military parade on September 3rd in Beijing. The People's Bank of China has vowed for more efforts to promote foreign exchange reform to make it more market-oriented. This comes after the central bank made the decision on Tuesday to improve its central parity system to better reflect market development in the exchange rate between the Chinese yuan against the US dollar. The central bank says it will open up the foreign exchange market further with the inclusion of qualified foreign entities and gradually unite onshore-offshore RMB exchange rate. China's foreign exchange reform officially started in July 2005 when the central bank decided to unpeg the yuan against the US dollar and allowed it to fluctuate against a basket of currencies. China's People's Liberation Army has started a joint military drill in the eastern city of Nanjing, capital of Jiangsu Province. A statement from the Military Area Command said the drill, which is joined by personnel from the Army, Navy, Air Force and Artillery, will test the troops' joint operations using digitalized commands and information. The drill, which kicked off on Tuesday, is the second of the five similar drills involving more than 140,000 troops from over 140 PLA regiments of various types. The first drill of this kind began on Monday in a plateau area in the southwestern province of Sichuan. Greece has reached an agreement on the third Greek bailout with international lenders after marathon talks. According to a press release issued by the Greek government, the two sides agreed on mild fiscal adjustment until 2018 that allows room for economic growth and a series of reforms. The Greek government intends to put the draft bill containing the new bailout and the prior actions to a vote this Thursday. Athens aims to receive the first batch of aid in time to repay a 3 billion euro loan installment to the European Central Bank on August 20th. Egyptian Muslim Brotherhood's general guide Mohammed Baydi, along with some prominent figures in the group, has been referred to the criminal court. The defendants were accused of militant assembling, blocking the public roads, murdering, targeting policemen, assaulting government institutions, practice of terrorist acts and weapons possession. The case dates back to August 14, 2013, when the security forces cleared one of the main pro-ousted President Mohamed Morsi's protests. Nearly 1,000 of Morsi's supporters have been killed during the dispersal operation. The Islamic State militant group has claimed responsibility for the two suicide car bomb attacks in Iraq's eastern province of Diyala, which killed about 60 people. Late on Monday, a massive explosion occurred at a busy marketplace, leaving more than 53 people killed and more than 70 wounded. Also in the province, a suicide bomber rammed his explosive-laden car into a security checkpoint and blew it up, leaving 8 people dead and 4 injured. The death toll from a fire at a Japanese cosmetics firm in Indonesia has increased from 5 to 25, with 53 others confirmed injured. 32 people are still receiving medical treatment at a hospital for their wounds. The fire occurred at the firm's factory on the outskirts of Jakarta on July 10th. All victims of the fire were workers of the company. An investigation is being conducted into the cause of the fire. Two more New York City residents have died of Legionnaire's disease, bringing the death toll to 12 in the largest Legionnaire's outbreak in the city's history. As of Monday, 113 people have been infected with the disease and more than 40 have been hospitalized. Those were your latest headlines. For CRI News, I'm Sophie Williams.